I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Bifurcate. Trifurcate. You know...
We suck again.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
I love volcanoes.
Who's winning? What is occurring?
I don't know.
Everyone sing a song about popcorn.
Oh my god, it's corn! He poops corn!
Well, it's truly incredible that as we sit here on December 10th, 2019, you have made it almost to another Christmas vacation.
Yes.
Another one.
1 hour to go. I wish I was going somewhere. But
your annual Christmas sex change.
Yep. I'll plop my big ass down, and I've got some projects around the house I'm going to be doing.
So last year, I think you did the phallectomy.
Yeah.
This year will be the vaginoplasty.
Tuck. Tuck and fold.
No, the phallectomy is when you lose your,
Oh, is that the...
The kink. Yep.
Ouch. I'll come back a new man. Or
and then I think the orchiectomy is when they take your balls off.
A new woman.
Yeah, you're going to be a new woman.
A eunuch.
Yep. Just 1 hour
As
left.
As a woman, I've got sexuality to promote.
People still reporting no cars at the in and out.
Still not there. So I bet you there, if those folks can keep an eye on when the line starts, I bet it's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night at some point. I don't know about before you...
All the reports are saying they're going to make people wait in the parking lot of the minor league baseball stadium.
Yeah, that was a big thing, is they wouldn't let them open until they knew what they were going to do with all the overflow traffic.
God, would you wait for any...
No.
Any kind of food?
Oh, well... Well, wait? What do you mean? How long? 5 minutes? 10 minutes? I waited a pretty long time today for a sandwich, and I was none too happy about it.
Waited a very long time at Screen Door.
Were you at Screen Door?
Not today, but I have waited a very long time.
Yeah, because there's no reservations. Like, if I could walk into a place, I mean, I guess if it's a Friday night or something, and you know everywhere is going to be an hour.
What's your max wait time? I go 30 minutes.
Mine's an hour. If it's a really
You'll wait an hour?
If it's a really good place, yeah.
30 minutes. I'm with you. But
you
again,
start saying 45 minutes, I'm like,
yeah, I'm out. But there will be that time where, well, sometimes you can't because, like, you're going to a show or something. You're like, I don't have the time to spare. But if you give me 30 minutes and it's, I can usually pull that off. But sometimes, like, if it's a Friday or Saturday and you do the wherever we go, it's going to be like this, so we might as well just suck it up. And
I think when we went to Ox a couple months ago or whenever it was, we waited like 45 minutes. It was super worth it.
Fancy.
It was delicious.
You didn't have a reservation. Do they take reservations there?
Only for larger parties. But we were just four, so no.
Well, in Portland's a little different. Like, if you're going to eat at these nice, like, places that everybody wants to eat at, you're just going to have to wait. If you want to eat there, you're going to have to wait.
Yeah.
But we're talking more like just the every night, sort of like...
Yeah, TGI McScratchies or maybe something in between. I'm not waiting 45 minutes.
Yeah, if it's that level of restaurant, I'm at like 20 minutes and I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting any longer.
Yeah, you roll into the Olive Garden, they hit you with a 35 minutes and I hit you with, I'll see you. I'm good.
You know what's...
Roll over to taco time.
You know what's controversial?
What do you got?
I'll wait a long time for my food once I'm sat.
Ah, but it's the
lobby. I do not mind taking a long time for dinner.
Okay.
At all.
You got some conversation, get some wine going, whatever.
Yes. I don't mind it.
Maybe an appetizer.
All. Yeah. Yeah. And if the food's taking extra long, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I don't I tend to agree with you. Now I will tell you that if you don't have an appetizer and you're just kind of sitting there and a half hour goes by, you will get a little, I'll get a little like, hey,
what's going on?
What's happening there? But a lot of times at restaurants, they'll give you the, hey, we're really slammed. But they usually bring you some extra bread or, you know, they give you something so your fat face doesn't freak out because you haven't eaten in 30 minutes.
And maybe they'll hook you up with a free dessert.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, they do love hitting you with the free dessert, which is always a nice little, it's always a nice little something.
On the house.
A little cherry on top.
So we've got a viral video that you guys need to see.
Yeah, the three-way, the menage a trois in the animal world.
Yeah, man, it was at an animal park. I don't know. There's all kinds of animals in this video.
Yeah.
There's like big old buffalo roaming around in the background that look like dinosaurs, and there's all kinds of stuff. But the main characters are a python, a honey badger, and two jackals.
Yes.
And it's awesome.
Yeah, is it a jackal? It's a jackal. Is it a jackal? Jackal.
Now, I will tell you, I would have liked to have seen the water buffalo get in the mix.
The water buffalo were in the background.
Yeah, the water
buffalo. They wanted no part of this.
The water buffalo is, he has no clue what's going on. He doesn't care. But I'd like to see him throw his big old horns in the ring.
So what do you suppose happens? Okay,
well,
so
I watched the video, so.
Well, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to listeners. You know we have listeners?
We do? It's not just us?
I think there's a few out there. Here's what, okay, so the python has the honey badger in the death grip.
Does he?
Well, he doesn't, because the honey badger gets loose.
Yeah.
But what happens is the python is clearly leading the race, because the honey badger is gasping for air.
Yeah.
But the jackal comes over, and there's another little jackal with the jackal. Looks like the baby jackal.
Yeah.
And the jackal starts getting after the python. And so the python is distracted as it is trying to squeeze the life out of the honey badger. The python then starts striking at the jackal. Well, all this time, the honey badger's clawing his way out of that death grip, and the honey badger gets free.
Yeah, the honey badger's free, and you know the honey badger isn't going to run away. It's payback time, bitch.
Yeah, so the honey badger, and it doesn't show this part, but the honey badger then kills the python.
Yeah.
But we don't see how, but you can imagine how.
Yeah, he's got it all clawy and teeth, and he's starting to drag it away.
And so he's starting to drag this giant python. That thing's probably 10, 12 feet.
Yeah, it's a big sucker.
Big ass snake. And the jackal is now fighting the honey badger for the dead python.
Yeah, they're playing tug of war. The honey badger has it on one, and the two jackals are going the other. And meanwhile, the honey badger is fighting everybody.
So the jackal saves the honey badger, and the honey badger steals the jackal's food.
Yeah, it steals the python. Although, to be fair, the honey badger appears to be there first. So, because when we...
But the jackal saved that damn thing's life.
Well, I'm not convinced that the python was going to get the honey badger. The honey badger may have just...
Dude, that thing was circle... That thing had its body in its...
Again... I've seen a honey badger get bitten by like a king cobra and then roll over and then like 20 minutes later it pops up and is like, I'm not dead yet.
Well, the honey badger won.
Yeah, the honey badger ends up taking the snake and pulling into the bush.
Into the bush, and who knows what happens in there.
Well, I know what happens in the bush.
Yeah.
Nothing good. Or maybe it does.
So in the power rankings, it went... Although I would like to say, I think the python... While we rank them third in this fight,
yeah,
they're probably second, because that python would have torched that jackal. It's just that the python had to be dealing with the honey badger while the jackal was there.
Yeah, when you're fighting supposedly the one of the most dangerous and vicious animals on the planet, you can't be distracted by the two jackals coming in.
Right, because what are they going to do?
If I'm that python, I'm like, really? I'm in the middle of something and you got to come join in this?
And the honey badger didn't even have to eat or fight the jackals.
No, he just kind of
is like, get out. Come on, get out of here.
Well, he rough talks him. Because no offense.
He does, yeah.
I've seen badgers run off leopards and lions. Ooh. What the hell's a jackal going to do to it?
Speaking of leopards.
Honey badger's badass.
Yeah, honey badgers are pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're a weasel.
And there is someone who films. Okay, so obviously someone's filming it.
Yeah.
It's like at a safari park or something. I don't know. They say there's a ton of different animals in this park, and you can get pretty close to the animals, and this just happened to be something they caught on video.
So it's not necessarily truly out in the wild.
No, it's a animal park.
A reserve of some kind.
Yeah.
Now, apparently death and mayhem happens because that poor python got its ass kicked.
Did you watch the video with sound on?
No.
Because if you watch the video with sound on, the people filming start cheering once the honey badger gets free from the python.
Yeah.
And the honey badger turns to the people cheering like he's going to bite their face off.
So what you're saying is...
So he hears them cheering and he's like...
Yeah. I don't need this crap from you.
You're tastier than this python. Why don't you come over here?
Can you imagine a human being trying to fight that thing bare knuckled?
Which?
The honey badger.
No. It would be terrifying.
Like just...
That thing would... It's like the Tasmanian devil.
Yeah, what the hell would you do? Like, you're faced in a room toe-to-toe and that badger starts coming at you. You got to do something, right?
What do? You got to go for the eyes, don't you?
I don't even know
how you... try to choke it out?
I don't even know how you go. I guess you try to pick it up and try to start slamming it, maybe?
Yeah, what is the size comparison? Like, compared to a regular human, is it the size of...
Have you seen the video?
A honey badger seems like a small to medium dog.
Like, it's like size of your forearm, like in length?
Think 50-pound dog.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
40-pound dog.
But with giant claws and jaws that can break your bones.
Yeah. I feel like you would just try to do anything that you would do as a bigger thing than it. Whether that's stomping or throwing it or smashing it because you are bigger and stronger.
It fights off lions.
I'm just saying, if you were in that situation, I think that's what you would have to resort to. You can't outsmart it or outquick it. It's better than you.
Don't you think... Have you read that they go after your balls first?
Really?
Like they know how to do that?
Yeah, boy. So you got to fight one-handed now the other hand's covering the cash and prizes? Now I'm just imagining what that feels like to have a honey badger's vice-like grip decide to grab you there. Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, I don't know what you're going to do against those things.
I don't think you do much of anything. I think you just give it your neck and you let it die. You're like, just kill me quickly. Let's get this over with. I just know if a lion is getting chased off by, what the hell chance do I have?
Right. Yeah, and they give zero Fs.
They just don't care. They just keep coming. Or you could fight a wolverine, which is basically a honey badger just three times its size.
Did you know that honey badgers have been known to dig up human remains and eat them? Did you know that?
No, I did not. The honey badger truly doesn't care. Like, I'm watching this video, and this lion literally is munching on the honey. It's got it in its mouth, and the honey badger keeps ripping its way out of the lion's mouth, and it chases off, like, oh, there's probably, there's six female lions, and it chases them off. It's in the lion's mouth a half a dozen times, and it gets away.
You know what the worst part, too, is? Like, you could maybe fend it off early or, like, feel good about your first 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Right?
You're like, hey, I'm doing well.
And then you start to breathe a little heavier and you get tired. That honey badger will just... It's not going to...
You're telling me the honey badger's playing rope-a-dope. It's letting you tire itself out. And then it sees the moment and grabs you by the ankle.
Yeah.
Just gets, does that little shake. Takes out a big hunk of your calf.
Like, they don't have a lunch date to get to. Like, no. they don't care. They'll sit there as long as you...
You are their lunch date.
Yeah, they're going to tire you out.
And they're hungry.
Someone said, can you run away from the badger? Well, that's not the point.
We said you're locked in a room.
Yeah, you got to fight the badger.
Cage.
Yeah, you ain't going anywhere.
You cannot escape the room. No. You cannot open the door and put the badger on the outside of the door. You are in a
doorless
room.
Two men enter, in this case, one man, one badger, and only one of you is walking out of there alive. I got my money on the badger. I don't think you're coming away from that thing. Get your ass kicked. Now you're stuck in the rabbit hole of honey badger videos. I know, I've been there.
He's just reading about them.
I'm reading fun facts about honey badgers.
Honey badger fun facts?
Apparently they'll eat anything.
I think that's kind of the whole thing is they don't care. The best honey badger video is where it kills the cobra, but the cobra bites it multiple times. So the honey badger is eating the cobra. It's like munching on its dead corpse.
But it's dying from the poison.
And so, and the honey badger just rolls over
you can't die from the snake poison.
And you're like, oh, it's dead. And then like a couple minutes later, it like
It just pops up.
It pops up.
Because its skin, I was just reading that. It says, there are reports of arrows and spears glancing off their thick, rubbery epidermis, which is also loose enough that should a honey badger get caught in the mouth of a predator, it can writhe around and break loose. The honey badger may even have a resistance to snake venom and is sometimes able to sleep off a bite.
Yeah.
So are honey badgers the perfect animal?
It's possible. I'm telling you, watch the video. Like you said, it sleeps. It rolls over on its back and you're like, it's dead. And then it just, after a period of time, it pops up and it's not bothered by like the deadliest venom in the animal kingdom.
It says
snakes. And that makes sense because the lion has it in its mouth a dozen times and it just flails around and then it's like, hey, I'm free.
Snakes compose a quarter of its diet. And they are weasels.
Yeah.
But
Wolverines, weasels, honey badgers.
They're solitary weasels. They kind of keep to themselves. Yeah. But imagine a giant honey badger, right? Like, imagine a giant one.
That's a wolverine.
No, I mean like giant.
Oh, like the size like a Great Dane?
Like Honey, I Blew Up the Kids giant.
Yeah.
That's no good.
Yeah, imagine that. That's your perfect animal.
The one that always freaks me out is the giant ant. Like, if you could blow up one animal to make a giant that would terrify me more than any other, it's the ant. You ever see what an ant looks like close up?
Yeah, it's terrifying.
It, like, can lift, like, 100 times its body weight or whatever. It's
so
got
a giant ant could lift the entire world on its back.
Nothing is scarier than, like, if you blew up an ant to the size of, like, a lion or a tiger, scariest thing on the planet, hands down.
All right, let's talk about dead rappers next on The Fan. Well, we have another rapper who has passed.
Supposedly, he was swallowing a bunch of drugs because he didn't want to get busted with them.
Yeah, Juice WRLD.
Now, I'm not familiar with the work of Juice WRLD, but this happens quite a bit. I feel like rappers are dying at an alarming rate.
Couldn't agree more.
And I always feel bad because I've never heard of any of them. And so I don't know whether I'm just like not obviously up on the rap community or... I think sometimes people die and they're not that big a deal, but we make it a big deal because they're dead.
Yeah, I wonder how big of a deal. You're so right about. Yeah, like if you don't know them, then they're not that big of a deal to you.
Yeah.
So they can't be that big of a deal, but maybe they are.
Well, like when like Mac.
Like
Miller,
I don't know, like, Juice WRLD. I guess my kid said he knows him.
Really?
Yeah.
Because like when like I'm not. I certainly, I'm not into
Mike
the,
didn't even know him, and Mike's like,
yeah, Mike, he's hip-hop
he's
Mike.
Pretty much half black.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed that. Yeah.
I keep up with like who's popular, even if I don't necessarily listen. I just hadn't heard of his name before.
Yeah. It's like every now and then, like one of them, like Mac Miller, I was like, oh, I've heard of him. And I had heard of Nipsey Hussle. I wasn't necessarily familiar with his work, but I had heard of him. But like when like Lil something or other, or when
Lil Uzi
or
didn't Lil Uzi pass?
I don't know. There's a lot. There's like Lil Pump. There's Lil Xan. There's Lil Uzi. A lot of them. And then there's the one guy that went to prison. Is that Tech whatever? The 69 guy.
Yeah, Lil Uzi Vert died.
Yeah, it's like I don't know who any of those people are.
I don't know. That's why I wanted to ask. Okay, so when I read these stories, I'm like, oh, I feel very heartless because I read them and I'm like, oh, okay.
You gotta you shrug it off.
Well, I don't feel anything.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel something when you read these stories?
No.
Okay,
I don't.
Good.
He has. I've never. Because
you don't know who he is.
No.
It's like, oh, that's terrible.
There's no bearing. Now, I'm like, oh, that's a. I guess I do have the thought of he's like 21 years old. I'm like, oh, that's tragic.
Yeah, that's brutal.
But then I heard like, and I don't know if this is like, I've seen this a couple different places that I guess like his plane was being boarded or something, so he started swallowing like a bunch of pills, and that's what led to the seizure. Is that?
I don't know if he was swallowing. I know he was being checked for his luggage was being checked.
Yeah.
For drugs.
And I think he just ate the drugs. I think he was like,
that's terrible. And he died?
Yeah, you way to laugh.
Well, that's kind of dumb.
Well, I mean, I don't know. He's like, hey, I don't want.
No, I do know. He's dead.
I don't want to get called or I don't want to get caught.
Yeah,
so
let's die.
I guess. But I guess he didn't think he was going to die.
Yeah, this guy's telling me Lil Uzi Vert's not dead.
Is there a
he lives?
Is there a different one?
Lil Uzi Vert? Nah, he's dead, dude.
This, according to TMZ, he was mixing Percocet with.
He's alive.
Like the codeine syrup. Said he had a habit of taking three potent Percocet pills a day and would mix them with lean. And I think that's like the cough syrup and like Sprite or whatever.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, so I haven't seen that confirmed of whether or not he was swallowing all the drugs, but I guess he liked the druggos.
So just to be clear.
Yeah.
When you read headlines of people dying that you don't know, like, okay, so if there's a school shooting or something,
yeah,
you don't know any of those people, but you feel terrible. That is a horrible feeling.
Yes.
But then when it's somebody who dies who's famous, but you don't know them, mm-hmm. we feel nothing.
Most of the time. Now, I will tell you that it's kind of a case-by-case basis, but I have – my take on public grieving has long been established here.
I'm not talking about public grieving. I'm talking about just what you feel when you read about these.
So this is my point, that I think the majority of people are – not uber affected by it. I think you're like, oh, you know, that's a bummer. But I suppose if it's your person, like the last one I can remember is like when Chris Cornell died, that legitimately bummed me out. And I didn't like cry or freak out or whatever, but I remember being legitimately bummed that Chris Cornell killed himself. And
but I was really upset about the Chester Bennington because I grew up on Linkin Park. Yeah.
But did you cry?
No, but I felt bad, you know. I had a negative reaction to it.
Well, because you had a connection
Yes.
But for the most part, and this is probably very unfair, when someone in rock and roll or someone in Hollywood or the R&B rap game, when they die and they're like 22 years old, unfortunately, you run.
It happens so often.
You're
just like, eh.
You kind of shrug it off, and then you're like, well, he was swallowing a bunch of Percocet. And I'm not saying that makes it any less tragic, but when you're like a habitual drug user and you die of an overdose, I think there's an element where that's not as tragic as if like when like Paul Walker, crashes in the Porsche or whatever.
Well, let's not even add how they died. Yeah, I don't even know how. I mean, I guess they said Juice WRLD had a seizure.
Yeah, it was a
and
drug.
Like you said,
he had a drug overdose.
Yeah.
Every article said "quote unquote" seizure.
Yeah.
That's what they were talking.
EOD. He swallowed a bunch of pills.
Oh, I know who it was. Not Lil Uzi Vert. He's alive.
Lil Peep.
Lil Peep.
Lil Peep.
He passed away.
Dead.
Well, there's a lot of Lils. It's hard.
21.
It's hard to keep them all.
And he OD'd on Xanax.
Yeah. It's hard to keep them all.
Yeah.
Well, and it seemed. Maybe this is wrong, but it seems like a lot of the rappers who have been dying lately are fairly new. Like, they're popular, but they're new.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't really know who that is, but I know one song by them, and I guess, like, they're super popular, and then they die. You're like, okay.
Yeah, it's not like Nate Dogg, man. Right. And Tupac.
Well, Tupac did die.
And that was a murder. That's the same thing.
So like, did Nate Dogg.
Well, like, Nipsey Hussle, one, he was way more popular than any of those people, and he was gunned down. And I do think that in the grand scheme of things, that's a much more... I don't even know the right word. It's just you're going to have a more sympathetic audience with that as opposed to someone that OD'd swallowing a bunch of Percocet and cough syrup.
And Nipsey Hussle was also, although I didn't know it at the time, was also openly trying to make South Central LA better, right?
Yeah.
Like he was giving back to the community.
People loved him.
Yeah.
Mac Miller is another one.
Yeah, I said when
he died.
Yeah, and I had heard of him.
You had heard of him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, something like when Michael Jackson died? No, I didn't.
Triple X ten.
Yeah, he's in prison.
No, he died.
No, he died.
Oh, did he die?
Yeah. Shot and killed.
Oh.
He was 20.
I thought he was going to jail for
he
for
was
snitching
no,
on people.
No, that was...
I don't even know. How do you pronounce this guy? Triple X?
I think it's just like Extentation or something.
Extentation.
Oh, you know what? I do remember that. That's on video. Like, yeah. there's video.
He was shopping for motorcycles.
Yeah, that's on video. I remember that.
The guy who's in the courtroom, something 69, he's got the number on his face.
Yeah, that's the guy that's going to jail.
Yeah, I forget his name.
He's snitching on everybody.
Well, did the Beastie Boy... So,
Yeah, MCA?
Yeah, Adam... What's his name?
Adam Yacht.
He died.
Yeah, he died. He had cancer.
And I felt that one. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, a lot of it is just it's a matter of what you grew up on. If you have an emotional connection. But we're gonna get to that age pretty soon where people that we grew up on,
I know,
are gonna start croaking, man.
I was just reading a story,
Tom Petty,
about that. Well, yeah. Do you know when people are most depressed, humans?
When?
Well, obviously
in the winter.
Well, no, no, no. I'm sorry. What age?
Oh.
Like ages, age range.
I would assume it's the youth and the old.
It's actually not. It's the very old the because very old. Everybody's yeah. dying and like yeah. everybody's dead and you're still around and it's like, ah, everybody I knew and loved was dead and
the world's so different
it's
now.
It's depressing.
One of my favorite comedians, Kyle Kinane, does a bit like that. He goes, I can't stand old people that have really, really blue eyes. It's like they can only see dead people. I remember Timothy. Timothy had birthdays. Yeah, like you're old. That like you battle that. Think, like if you've been married to someone for 45 years, you know, or 50, 60 years, they die and then your brother dies and then, you know, you sit around and you got like one crappy kid that never comes and sees you and your grandkids are terrified of you because, you know, you're 1,000 years old. Yeah, that's a... I get it. You ever go to an old folks home? God, they're happy at the smallest thing. You just go in there and say hi to someone and you're making their whole freaking day.
So it's normal if it doesn't affect you at all, someone famous you don't have a connection to dies. I think it's normal for it to make you be upset, but I also think it's normal for it not to affect you at all.
It's totally dependent on if you had a connection.
No, I'm saying you have no connection.
No connection.
I feel like there are people who get who are affected by that.
Yeah.
No connection. They're like empath type people who just feel it.
Sure. And then there's
you
people
read
that
about
are,
it and
are,
feel it. And there's other people inside. That are like, well, I don't. Yeah, dead inside. Who are like, should I feel something because I don't?
How does this?
And I think
me?
They're yeah. both normal.
You know,
they're both normal.
You know what weirds me out is my daughter is my youngest. She may be a killer, but like nothing.
Your youngest?
Yeah, my youngest.
She's not going to be a killer.
It terrifies me. She has no.
She's so sweet.
She's way too sweet for that.
I'm telling you.
Your oldest now.
Yeah, it's true.
All bets are off.
The youngest, though, like when like a news story comes on and it's like something.
She gets sad?
No, she like laughs.
Oh, boy.
Or it'll be, you'll be watching a you'll be watching a movie that's a true story or you're watching a documentary on something and something horrific happens and she'll start chuckling. Or
maybe when she's uncomfortable, she laughs.
We've talked about it. And she's just like, what? Or it would be watching. We went and saw the sequel to The Shining, Dr. Sleep, which didn't do very well. I thought it was really good. I liked it. And there is a scene in that movie. I don't think it may not be out in the theaters anymore, but there's a scene in there where a little boy gets murdered, and it is awful. Awful. There's not many times that I have to look away. The scene made me physically ill to my stomach, and I was like, God, this needs to stop. And I even read a thing afterwards. They said the actors had a real hard time with this because the kid is, like, tortured, and he's screaming and yelling. And we're in the middle of this, and my oldest, like, taps me on the shoulder and looks over there, and same thing. My stupid youngest is giggling and laughing, and I'm like, Lily, what are you doing? And she's like, it's not real. She's like, there's just no... It's
my
that.
Son is an idiot.
It scares me a little bit. There's no sympathy. There's no... nothing there.
Well...
I mean, she does have a point. It is not real.
And it's probably a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
Right, like that's
what I'm saying. Some people
handle it that way.
Yeah, some maybe. People, when they get really uncomfortable, they like smile a lot.
Yeah,
and it's weird. And you're like, why are you smiling?
Yeah, so people get nervous.
They're just uncomfortable. Yeah, so it's just
she claims it's not, but I'll tell you what, it's creepy as hell. It makes for a lot of uncomfortable situations if you're out in public. Something bad's going on. Meanwhile, my kid's over there chuckling about it.
I feel like I had one more thing to say on this.
A good one that came in was Anthony Bourdain. A lot of people were affected when he took his own life.
Yeah. Who I was going to ask you guys, who of the famous that you didn't know personally, but when they died, did it really affect you? Like, most affected you? Bourdain's a good one. I was moved, but not...
A lot of people love Bourdain.
Yes. Robin Williams was a big one for me.
I got you.
I was like, man, Robin Williams killed him? And I think it was more that he killed himself.
Yeah.
But it's just like, oh... Dude,
I'm trying to think. Probably Chris Cornell.
And then I laughed.
Cornell was probably mine.
And I mentioned it was probably Chester Bennington for me. I haven't experienced this a ton yet, but that was one that I grew up with Linkin Park, so I love them. And he also committed suicide. A lot of the suicides hit you harder.
Yeah. That is true, because like the...
All three of ours are suicides.
Yeah, the Tom Petty would bum me out, but Tom Petty's wasn't as bad.
Prince?
Because it wasn't suicide. Yeah. I liked Prince, but that was a loss, but I wouldn't say that I was bummed out or what about, had any kind of effect on me.
I think the John Lennon thing was probably a big one for people. I think
that was a huge deal.
That's probably one of the bigger ones.
In fact, if you want to go all-time celebrity deaths that affected people, yeah,
that's probably number one.
That's probably number one.
Cobain.
Yeah.
This text says Paul Walker. A lot. I mean, seriously, a lot of people loved Paul Walker.
Really?
And
he was dreamy, but...
I was not necessarily a big Fast and Furious guy. Like, I had seen two of the movies. I forget which one it is. They put a scene at the end where, because he's passed away after that movie, and it's a... Dude, I bawled at the end of that movie with that stupid scene.
Paul Walker. Payne Stewart got me, too, when he died.
The ghost plane.
Oh, my God.
They go up there, and, like, all the windows were fogged out. I do think there is something to... How it happens.
Yeah, of course. The drug... Like, Philip Seymour Hoffman died. Yeah. It was a drug overdose.
Exactly.
Takes a little... It's just different.
Exactly, because you're like, different. You know, it's not that the person meant to cause it or anything, but...
What about Princess Di? Did that affect you at all when she died?
I was young.
Mike probably doesn't remember that. Do you remember that? You don't even remember?
I remember it, but I don't...
I was alive, but I don't really have much of a...
That was a big deal, man.
I bet you I was 12 years old, something like that, when that happened. I remember it, but it wasn't, same thing. Whitney Houston's, I remember being like, holy crap, Whitney Houston. Then I was like, oh, well. That kind of makes sense.
Dude, that one was crazy because when she died, you were like, you didn't know that she was like that. Like, yeah. Whitney Houston had such a good public image that when she died, you're like, wait, Whitney Houston was on drugs?
Yeah, kind of it eroded it towards the end, though, man, with that, Bobby! And,
yeah, but I didn't really know any of that.
No.
I was kind of naive to the ways of Whitney Houston until she died.
No, I had watched the interviews and,
How about Ledger?
Yeah.
Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, those were all, none of that got me. You know what? Actually, I had a retroactive one because I remember it happening, but I hadn't fully embraced the
band. Joaquin Phoenix is still alive, by the way.
Or not Joaquin Phoenix.
River Phoenix. Yeah.
River Phoenix?
River Phoenix is the one that died.
Yeah. He was more famous, believe it or not, at the time.
In front of the Viper Room. But I remember it being a big deal and me not fully understanding it. I want to say I was... it was 91. Yeah. Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
And, dying of AIDS and, being like, oh, crap, because I was just kind of... at that age, you're kind of just starting to develop your musical taste, and I was really into Queen, and, there were all the rumors that he was sick and the AIDS epidemic, and I remember him dying and being a kid and not... Not being able to fully process that.
Someone came in with Martin Luther King Jr., Jesus Christ, guys. I don't think any of us were alive when he was assassinated.
Yeah, before my time.
Before all of us
were
alive.
It did not affect me the way that...
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing with, Kennedy.
Yeah, exactly.
I wasn't there.
My mom says
Kennedy was the one. I mean, if you anyone that was old enough to remember will know exactly where they were at and what they were doing when the president was shot.
And then Chris Farley and Phil Hartman. Yeah. Phil Hartman, definitely, because that was like, whoa.
Yeah, murder, suicide.
All right, we got to go. Next segment. Here's Mike.
Now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Double Sun Power!
Okay, we're running a little behind, so bear with us.
That happens.
I forgot to tell you, we were talking about the honey badger.
Yeah.
And somebody brought up the leopard, and I said, speaking of leopards, but I never got to it.
Speaking of the comings of Jesus.
And things like that. Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, they're all teaming up for a stadium tour.
Really?
Yeah, because weren't we just talking about, Motley Crue final tour?
Yeah, they had, nine of them, and, supposedly they were there.
Yeah, well, it's not
they're
over.
Done.
Yeah, no, it's Def Leppard, Motley Crue, and Poison, and guess who they're teaming with? There's a fourth band/artist. It's an artist.
Okay, so we got Motley Crue,
Def Leppard. Yeah, and then there's a fourth one.
A solo artist?
Yeah. They have a band, but they're known by their name.
Known by their name. I'm assuming it's in the same kind of 80s yeah. butt
is
rock.
It Slash?
Like no. Alice Cooper?
Slash
maybe?
Is a good guess. No. No, also a good guess. But I always felt like Alice Cooper kind of rivaled those bands. Like, he was like, hey, if you want... Like, Cooper was always seemed to me to be like, hey, those guys suck. Come see real rock, you know?
Yeah. Well, he was never... He certainly wasn't Hair. You know, those are all Hair bands.
Right.
Although Def Leppard's a good band.
Is Motley Crue a Hair band?
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Are you kidding
Definition
me?
Of...
Yes.
Def Leppard, I'm with you. That is a good band.
Poison and Motley Crue are not good bands.
They go together.
Def Leppard is different
now,
than those.
I will say that this artist that they're touring with, I'm a little disappointed in them.
That they're the one...
Yes.
Steve Perry?
Steve Perry?
Oh, I'm... I was like,
he hasn't done anything in a long time.
Nah, he's just retired. He just hangs out at Giants.
No,
games.
It's Joan Jett, man.
Ah, Joan Jett. Yeah, Joan Jett's Jett in the Hearts.
And it's a stadium tour. So they're going to be playing some big shows. So perhaps that's why they're able to do the stadium tours. They throw Joan Jett in there with them.
Well,
although Def Leppard's probably the
Def Leppard's the
headliner.
They're
there.
A big touring group.
Joan Jett is a badass. She's a badass.
She is.
And for her to be touring with Motley Crue and Poison, I'm a little pissed off at her.
Yeah, but Def Leppard's been dragging around Poison for years. Like, it's like Def Leppard every year, because I know they do tour a lot, but they're always one of the higher grossing tour acts. Like, they put butts in seats.
I will say, somebody's coming at us about Motley Crue being a good band. I will say Motley Crue, definitely better than Poison.
Yeah, but my point is they're not a good band. They're not good musicians, right? They're a nostalgia hair band. You know, they've got
Don't
hits.
You dare say that about Joan Jett.
They've got hits, but let's
Cause she rocks.
Let's not say that Motley Crue was some sort of legendary
Here's another one.
Musical influence.
I'm 25. Motley Crue takes craps on Def Leppard.
That's foolish.
Hmm.
Weirdly enough, I didn't listen to a lot of these bands, even though I love metal now. I did not get
you
into,
don't know this stuff?
I did not get into the 80s metal bands very much.
And don't get me wrong.
I know some of their big songs, of course, but like, I didn't listen to their full albums and
man,
really get it.
And don't get me wrong,
chance.
I like Motley Crue.
They were right in my heyday.
Me too. Like, I love all of those bands.
I wasn't alive
so
yet.
Good.
So
but, right, there's a difference between bands that you like and bands that were popular for a little bit and good or great lasting bands. Like, they're just not. Motley Crue can't even sing anymore. They just they play like it's a backing track.
Rat was awesome. Well, they're old and drugged out.
Yeah,
but
so is Def Leppard, and Def Leppard still tours.
They're not
and,
that good, though. Def Leppard, I've seen them within the last 4 or 5 years. They have lost 8 steps.
If you put Def Leppard's hits up against Motley Crue's,
well, that's
it,
not what
they
you,
get
you,
lapped.
But wait a minute. I agree with that, but you just completely changed it. I was just saying that they're both old and like not that good anymore.
See, and I disagree. I think Motley Crue still Def Leppard still puts on a really good show.
Oh, dude.
Whereas to me, Motley Crue is Kiss at this point. They're it's a theater act.
Well, we'll go to the definite expert on this next.
Oh yeah,
John can power rank the hair bands. It is 6:48 on The Fan.
Filling it in with Big John Sakanek on 1080 The Fan.
I've been inspired by our last segment. I'm going to bring John on here. But I think tomorrow in the club, I'm going to present the definitive list of top hair bands.
It's been a while since you've put together a definitive list of anything.
Yeah, and I take those very seriously,
yes,
and
do.
I research the hell out of them, and I will present one tomorrow. I think I'm going to do hair bands. But I need to define hair band. Like, John, how do you define a hair band? Was Def Leppard a hair band?
Yes, I think they count as a hair band. They're
Why?
A really good hair band because look at their hair.
Okay,
if
valid point.
If you're wearing spandex makeup and hairspray.
I think you're out thinking the room here, Rob. Just
yeah.
look at the picture
just,
of them.
Just the hair.
Heyday,
okay.
And that's a hair band.
Okay. Well, in that.
Now, let me say this, though, real quick, because there are times when, like, I could not agree with you more, and tonight is one of them, because I plan to go see that show for Joan Jett, and I am disappointed that she is lumping in with Motley Crue.
Right. Yeah, she doesn't need those schlubs.
She's better than that.
She is better than that. I think she is. Yeah. She is awesome.
Def Leppard is great. I saw Def Leppard when they toured last time. They still sound awesome. It's a great show. Yeah. It should just be Def Leppard and her, and I'd be totally fine.
I tell you what, man. Maybe I just caught a bad show. They were not good when I saw them last. And I tell you who else needs to hang it up? ZZ Top.
Who?
ZZ Top.
Oh, yeah, they're hideous. They're no good.
Oh, my God. They're terrible now. All right, we got to go. Bye.
All right, see you.
Love your body. Great job, John. All right, have a great Christmas vacation.
See you. See you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, all right. Mike and I will be back tomorrow, 3 to 7. Coming up next, Ducks Insider on the Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.